Up. The first stage of this Myra Dicka Braisa. Sorry, the second stage. The army was the first stage. So, Vrua Mai Mechitza Guda Kedisanya. Mechitza Zakarim Shinifritza Oimrim Loigdor. What does that mean? Oimrim Loigdor. Wow, what a loaded question. What does that mean according to Ramban? What does that mean according to Tosfos? What does that mean in light of what the nature of the Isser of Kilayim is, and the Taisus Yavam is in a Rash and Kilayim, Rabbi Yisai. I want you all to take a few minutes and just read this Gemara again and see how much is written in the Eish Levona and the Eish Chayr, Rabbi Yisai. How much is written in between the lines of what the godless of Rabbi Yisai Marishonim had. Everyone think back to that Sunday Shir that I asked all those questions of the voice, and now they're starting to get elucidated. There's starting to be answers. Why? Where's Hasra? Even Shayach Hasra in the world of Nezikin? What's Hasra? Ramban, Rash, Toises, Geshmak. Is there Kilayim without the Hasra? Chasam Sofer, a Toises, right? Rabbi Yisai, you say this. So that's what the Nekuda Rabbi Yisai, leaving out all the Bishul and Yonim, the Geshmaka stuff that came as an outgrowth of yesterday's Shir, but it comes out the way we're learning over here is potentially that there's going to be a Machlokes Rishonim, whether or not there would be Kilayim, even without the Hasra at all. According to the Ramban, obviously not, and according to Tosfos, the way the Chasam Sofer is learning, the way other Achronim are being Medayik from Tosfos, is that L'chayra, there should be Kilayim. How that works, how we can make sense of that, is based on the Yesedis that we proved in the Sugyas of Adam Osa Davish and Ishaloi, and what the purpose of the Hasra is ultimately based on the Yesedis of Kuntras Dina Degarmi. Ah! Such a geschmack. This is my Sugya. I'm going to Olam Haba with this Sugya. Meiridik. For Rabbi Yisai, there's one more Nakuda that I want to talk about. You see, whenever you get into the Sugya of Ein Adam Osa Davish and Ishaloi, so the Rishonim all mimic the Kasha of Tosfos. The Veltz Kasha, the front page of the newspaper in the Rishonim's time was, how do you work out this fundamental concept that seems to be recurring throughout Shas of Ein Adam Osa Davar Shein Ishaloi, and yet at the same time, you have Halachas in Basar V'Cholov, in Hilchos Kashas, in Hilchos Treifis, in Hilchos Hazak Shein Anikr, Mitame Medamei, that you see a guy has the ability to be Mazik me, through an Isser. So Tosfos was very bothered by this Kasha. The Rash was very bothered by this Kasha. The Chol Marka, the Islay, all the Rishonim gave their answers. So the emes is, Rabbi Yisai, it wouldn't be fair for us to leave this Sugya without exploring some of the other work of the Rishonim on this Kasha, which is, I pointed out, that the Meiri is, Mikoyach, this Kasha, says a massive Chiddush. Comes along the Meir and he says, you're 100% right. When it comes to the world of the Oraisas, then Adam Oser Davish and Ishaloi. We're only talking about a Kilayim Durabonon that's going to lend itself to Ein Adam Oser Davish and Ishaloi. Marev Rabbi Yisai, when I saw this Meir, I almost fell out of my chair. Are you serious? All the cases of Machlekes Tanoim of Ein Adam Oser Davish and Ishaloi is only in the world of Durabonons? Rabbi Yisai, it's a very, very... You see how bothered he was by this kasha, by the fact that he would say such a chiddus. Who's the Maran Mekaymus he's quoting over here? The Rash and Kilayim, the Tyson Yavamas, the Meir is learning the Sukkah just like you. What are you going to do? How do you make sense of such a klal in the Moser Davish and Ishaloi? Don't just fly it around. Don't just say it. Understand what you're saying. Mean what you say. The Efsher. Shafak Ilayim Tulim Amach Shavu Kamo Shaman Raroi Yerakarav. Oh, Yeshoimrim. What does he say? He quotes Tosfos. He said, what do Yeshoimrim? Shaloi Nemer Kein Ela B'Kilayim D'Rabbanon. It's not really connected over here. We're only saying it by Kilayim D'Rabbanon. When you're really talking about an Issa D'Oraisa, no one would say. It was a kula of the rabbis. Totally new pshat, Rabbi said. In Isurim, D'Rabbanon, Heim Amru, Veheim Amru. Yeah, Shimi.
Well, what about Shochet Mabahema Lavadazara? We also say Eina Damaosar Darshina Shelo there, and that's definitely not their mana.
Seriously. What is the Meiri talking about? I have no idea. Shimi, I have no idea. What is he talking about? Tzarchin. Tzarchin. I don't know. I serve a garbos. Tzarchin. What's Pshat Rabbi say? Pella. Is it one of the Rishayim? I don't know. Not sure. Not sure. Tosis Rid. Tosis Rid in our sugya also deals with the Veltz Kasha, the headline. Right? The pop-up on your phones. What's with Metame, Medame, Basav Cholov? You know, the most of the Shinishla, how do these two Klolim jive? Doesn't make any sense. Any guy who really cares about Hashem's Torah and thinks about this realizes that these laws of Torahs are stiros and just makes no sense, and it just makes me nauseous. I can't function. What's going on over here? It comes with a new common denominator with all the Yisur. They're all Yisur HaNoh. Going Shoichet, Shemi, he's good. Menasech La'avodah Zarah. Mesachech Kvano Al Tvuaso Shel Chavero. What is this type of Kilayim, Rabbi Yisai?
Karen.
It's a saving grace. It's Dafka in a situation of what? Kilayah Karen. Chazal knew the Brisa. Chazal knew when to entertain this conversation. The Mishnah in Kilayim was specifically Kilayah Kerem. It wasn't just an interesting case that's going to have more nafkaminas on the line because it's Asr Ba'anon and it's Chayav Sreifa. No, it only lends itself to Kilayah Kerem. Zokta Tosis Rit. Aval b'midei delab Yisuri Ano Eli Yisuri Achila Belchud Kigo Metame U'medame Aleka Mandapolik Midei Da'ava Amenabel Be'emes Chavera. You take a gun and you shoot my behavior, Rabbi Yisai, you better believe it, you're paying up. You just caused Empire Chicken a lot of loss of money. Why do you shoot those behemoths dead? Why do you shoot those chickens dead? That's now an avela. That's now also the gemit. Now you're mafsin me. Avada oda moso da vishin ishala. She also b'achila. Rabbi Yisai. Anyone have any kashas on the Tosis Rid? I know two people that have kashas on the Tosis Rid. A bam kasha on the Tosis Rid.
They told me, so I can't say it.
Oh, so then definitely not. Anyone who have a cash on the Tosis Rid? Jeremy and David had a bomb cash on the Tosis Rid. And the emphasis, I didn't think about this cash. But the Tosis Rid said something that's Osir Ba'ana, Avada, would lend itself to what? Would not lend itself to, that would be totally on the sugya of Eina the Mosu Dovish Inishla. But if it's only Osir Ba'achila, then it lends itself. And then he says, that's the Pshat Nevela.
What about chicken and milk?
Chicken and milk. Who cares about chicken and milk?
I mean, Basrafal.
Why did you just say chicken and milk?
Oh, wait,
we're
not.
Who?
No, Basrafal is Azur Ba'anon. Basrafal is Azur Ba'anon.
That's their kasha. Frecht, Jeremy and David. Basrafal is one of the classic examples of something that's Azur Ba'anon. So how can the Tosis Srid pull a fast one on us? What's going on, Rabbi Say? Huh? Come on, Jacob.
I think I'm completely missing the question.
David, fill him in on the question.
So it says that the only thing that's usher is things that are usher b'achila l'chud.
The only time you say
that you can eat out of Moser
is when it's usher b'anah. If it's usher b'achila, it's then eat the Moser. So frek David and Jeremy, Basar b'chalav is also usher b'anah. I would assume by Basar v'cholov that it becomes Asr Ba'anah. Unless, no, maybe the Tosis Rid is going to say no. If your friend asks your stuff, your friend puts cholov in your Basar, it's only Asr Ba'achila, it's not going to be Asr Ba'anah. Wow, that's a chiddush. Still have a big business. Still make a lot of money. Big chiddush, no? What do you want to say, Julian? Hella.
I didn't think that's what he was saying.
What do you think he was saying?
Not that it's only going to apply to the Isser of Hanah, but it's only shy to things that are Asr Ba'anah.
Right. So what are you going to say about Basar v'cholov? Yeah. And you're saying even what I'm saying makes no sense. Yeah, I agree with you.
Basar v'cholov is a general chiddush. You might not like him saying, generally we try to avoid learning from Basar v'cholov because it's such a chiddush.
But that it was, oh. it was with the sugyo of Kilayim. We learned learned it with the same.
What about what Tosa said? There's making it usher, and then there's a knas. So maybe he's referring to there's no knas necessarily for doing it, but it's still usher to eat.
Knas?
What?
No, 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 no. Tosis is talking about being mechayev me to pay. No, dina de garmi. No, 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 no. Avada is an iser according to Tosir. So let's not confuse those issues. Iser de oraisa. There's an iser de oraisa over here. Whether or not I have to pay is a separate question. That's last thing. What? Wherever Avoyisai, I had a machshav over here, and this is. I was not planning on talking to about this bechlal, but I had a machshava over here, Rabbi Yisai, and what, David, you listened back this year?
Jeremy found it.
So Jeremy found this year, okay. So in June's man during COVID, so we gave a lot of shiur on Basar Bechol. And I said a chiddush about the nature of the Isser Hano when it comes to Basar Bechol. Is the Rambam in the Kura on the floor. The Rambam in Nekuda HaNaflah says that the Isser HaNoh when it comes to Basar B'cholov is not a classic Isser HaNoh. Anyone remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What's the Rambam
saying?
Jeremy, say.
It's just an extrapolation.
Right. What's the,
what does that mean?
What does that mean? What does that mean? What's the Rambam Paskin in there in the Nekuda HaNaflah? What's he saying? You know? Yeah. The Torah says Lo Savashal G'di B'cholov Imo three times. Rashi and Chumash said, "Echad iser achila, echad iser bishul, ve echad iser hana b'mashva." Is that iser hana an independent iser hana, or what? Says the Rambam, it's dependent on whether or not the iser achila is chal as well. It's an extrapolation, like Jeremy just said, very well. It's an extension of the Isser Achila, that it now is not so, not only Asr Ba'achila, but it's Asr Ba'ano. What's the Rambam talking about? Rambam's in the middle of a sugya, a complicated sugya of Ein Isser Chal Isser. And the Rambam assumes over here that the Isser Hano is like an Isser Moisif onto the Isser Achila, and it's connected to the Isser Achila. Nafkamina is, according to this Rambam, Nekuda HaNaflah, Rabbi said there's going to be a major, major implication, Allah Lamaisa. I've gotten this Shaila many times. You have Basar V'cholov of Isser Nevela. Anyone have a dog over here? So if you have a dog, so a lot of the dog food, you might want to check, is actually Basar V'cholov food.
Do you have turtles?
I have no idea. I've never looked at turtle food. I only know this because I got the shiloh of my dog. I don't deal with dog food. So one second. Uber Eats Kasha is a different Kasha. A little bit of a different kasha. There's a lot of other sugyas that I would talk. I gave a shiur on Uber Eats. There was during COVID also. I got a shaila. Someone wanted to be an Uber Eats driver, and they wanted to know if they could pick up from non-kosher foods. I think during COVID. That's what I spoke about. That was what the shiur. I gave a shiur on that. It's online. So this shaila, Rabbi Isai, comes up with dog food and maybe turtle food. I don't know. I didn't even know there was turtle food. Rabbi Isai, find out. Anyone who wants to know about more about turtle food, maybe connect with Jacob Shiner. We're going to send out his number. You have pet turtles?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, amazing. Hevra. Yeah. Rabbi Isai, Lemaisa, happens to be that a lot of this food is Basar V'chol. What's the Nakuda, no pun intended, that might be able to save that the dog food that it's Basar B'cholov? Aye, Basar B'cholov is Asar B'ana. So it comes along the Dagam Ravava, the Noid B'Yehuda. Dagam Ravava's notes on Shulchan Aruch is from the Noid B'Yehuda. The Horus and the bottom. Everybody said, if you see a Dagam Ravava on the Shulchan Aruch, you probably want to take a look at it. Zok the Dagam Ravava, the Tzlach, the Noid B'Yehuda, Rabbi Cheska Landau, right? Rabbi Yisai? He says, according to the Rambam, he thinks it's Mutter. Why does he think it's Mutter? The Rambam had a Nekuda HaNaflah. He writes in the Perush Mishnayos and Krisus. He says he only thinks that the Isser HaNoah is Chal, albeit that it's an additional Isser, because the Torah said, Lo Savashal G'di B'Chelov Imo, it's linked to the Isser Achila, and it's only when there's an Isser Achila of Basar B'Cholov that now the Isser HaNoah could be Chal. Psst, my reading of Kiddush. B'Shaito, when we were learning Kulin, I thought that Tosfos and Kulin was arguing, was Chalik on that Rambam. But that's not for now. So Maisa Rabbeisai, if you accept this, Ramam and Nakuda Nafla, the Dagmar Vava thought that what? The Dagmar Vava thought that it would be mutter. This would be an Eitza of why you're allowed to be Nene. You're being Nene, you're feeding your dog from Basar V'cholov. Why? Because over here, Rabbeisai, who can fill in the blanks over here? Over here, the dog food is what?
Not food.
It's what?
Nevela.
It's Nevela. This is not geshechted meat. This is an Isser Achila that was Usser before it became Basar V'cholov. So when it comes to the Isser Achila, it's what? Ein Isser Chalal Isser. It's already Usser Mitam Nevela. So it's not going to be Usser Mitam Achila Mitam Basar V'cholov. So if you have an impediment for the Isser Achila to be Chal, can the Isser Ano be Chal? Zok the Dogma Ravava? No. Not according to the Rambam. Because over here, the Isser Ano is an extrapolation. That's what I mean, Jeremy. Now you chap. It's an extension of the Isser Achila. It's not an independent Isser. So Memele, it's not a classic Isser Ano. So Rabbeisai, perhaps, this is a massive Chiddush, but perhaps that's the defense for the Tosfos Rid when it comes to Basar V'cholov over here, that it is an Isser Achila Dikahano. I don't know, take it or leave it. A wild Kiddush. There's a lot of fancy razzle-dazzle dancing over there. But perhaps, I'll plead the Rambam in the Nekudah Meflah of Pesach Mishnayis, you could be Miyasha the Tosfos Rid in Rav Basra and that base, perhaps.
Doesn't the Gemara talk about that before the Rambam?
Gemara talks about Isser Kol Lomosif.
So now it's this?
No, that's the Rambam's application is that it's an Isser Lomosif. He's applying the Basar V'cholov. That's the Rambam's Chiddush. Yeah. Rabbi said, this dog food thing, when I was learning Basar V'cholov for the first time, so I found out, because I was learning by Rabbi Ganak, and then I spoke to Rav Shechter, and Lomosif Tamachloik is within the OU. If you can rely on this, Rav Shechter doesn't agree that you can rely on this Dogma Ravava. Rav Ganak was Mekel, based on Dogma Ravava, and Rav Shechter thought that even according to the Rambam, although the Isser Achila is not Chal, but there still is an Isser Achila in the world that you might not get Chmalkis for it, but it's still a Lumdis Lagabe in Isser Chal Isser. I spoke about this when we gave Shir on the Sugin during COVID. Shechter held, even if Ein Isser Chal Isser, it's not Chal in its full totality, but the Isser is still existing, so therefore it would be enough for the Isser Hana to be Chal, and therefore he thinks Midoraisa, it's also for you to feed the dog food, Basar V'cholov.
Like
you don't get Malkus ever for the Isser Hana. That happens, that's just a technicality by Isser Hana. That's the Rambam in Yisari HaTayra and in the Shurashim, but that's for a totally different reason. But in terms of whether or not be Usser Hana, the machleik is deraisa between Rav Ganak and Rav Shechter, based on this lamed is how you learn. And this stuff comes up.
So what's the difference if it's chal, or if it's not chal, but it's still Usser Hana?
No. The shaila is, even according to the Rambam, he's saying, there's enough of an Isser in existence that the Isser Hana could be chal.
Right.
What?
But, so then what's pshat in Ein Isser Chal Isser?
You wouldn't get Malkus for the Isser Achila. He's agreeing. Oh, what would Rosh Hashanah? Oh, so the Gemara has a Lashon in Yevamis. Fascinating Gemara. Even if you hold Ein Isser Chal Isser, the Gemara says, we spoke about this at the time, Nafkamina, let's say I'm about to die Chas V'Shalom, and I'm about to go into the Olam HaShemayim, and on my tally, I have 700 Averis. Okay? Listen to this Gemara. It's an unbelievable Gemara. The other guy has 700 Averis and an Ein Isser Chal Isser. That's what the Gemara says. Zok the Gemara in Yevamis and Daf Lamed Beis and Beis, I believe. Take a look. Nafkamina Lekoivro Ben Rishayim Gemurim. What's the Gemara mean? The Gemara means as follows. The Gemara in Sanhedrin in the 6th parak tells us that everyone who got capital punishment for different transgressions, certain people did chiyuv chenek. Certain people did chiyuv sreifas. Certain people did isurim that have carrion with it skila. So the Gemara discusses that there was a severity of different misas, right? We don't give every misa, we don't give the same misa to every individual for every avera. There's only one type of person that gets one misa for every type of avera. What type of individual is that? Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach always gets saif. Why that is a fascinating hesber of Rav Yosef Engel. But every averi he does of the Shev Mitzvei Noach, he gets saif. He gets head chopped off with a sword. But we get skila, sreifa, herik, chenek, all these different types of arba mises bezdin, right? So the Gemara says there were different batik varos for the mises bezdin that they couldn't be buried next to each other because they were. You're in a different category. If you're killed for that reason, you're in a different category. You're Machal Shabbos. You're this, you're that. So they weren't buried each other. But it's apparent from the Gemara in Yevamos that it wasn't just for capital punishment. It was also big ramifications for what? For other Averis. They would keep tallies of Averis. They would know. Yirah Shemayim and Avodas Hashem wasn't just like, oh, it's Yom Kippur time. I got to remember that there's a God in the world and I got to start talking to him and start saying Slach Lanu. No, they would actually have to bring Korban Chatzis. They would actually have to keep a tally. There was an achrayis to being an Eved Hashem in the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash. It was a totally different makeup. Like, you would have to actually know what you're doing and wake up and realize, oh my gosh, that's going to cost me money. And, you know, if I do b'mezid, it, I actually might get killed. You know, that's really serious. There's an achrayis over here. So the Gemara is saying that din of Lekovro is not just relevant for Batei Kvaros for capital punishment. It's relevant for what? Even guys who just have 70 averis on their own tally, and this guy has an ein nisr chalis, so zok the Gemara, nafgamina lekoivro ben rishon gemur. And this is where the Avni Meluim and a lot of achronim say, very similar to what Rav Shechter is saying, that avada the isr is existing. It's just not chal in yin a punishment. So memela zok Rav Shechter, that's enough for the isr anot to be chal for basar v'chalov for the Rambam and the Dogma in the Kudan of Law also, and the Dogma of Avos saying no, it's not enough. And therefore, once it's not chal, so memela, there's not going to be an isra anah either. But there would be a nafkamina. Rabbi say this din of burial, nafkamina lekovra ben rishon gemurim, you can't put everyone into one beis hakvaros, is actually practiced on some level with zman hazeh. Does anyone know? If you go to Eretz Yisrael, there are certain batei kvaros from batei kvaros that they will not allow mechal shabbos into their batei kvaros. They don't have tallies. And no one knows where they're holding an averis. Halavai, we should know. It would make tshuva much, much, much easier, you know. And we would be able to be mefarit and try to fix all of our averis. But there are certain lines of demarcation. And even in America, there are certain. That's why you have this concept of kihilos, right? My grandparents, they're buried with Moria in the West Side. They're kihila. They're in Beth El Cemetery in New Jersey. That's the kihila of the Aguda has a plot, right? In YU as a plot in Eitz Chaim that people can buy, part of their kehillah. That's the whole concept. Very complicated. Rav Asher Weiss is a tshuva, Rabbi Yisai. Very, very complicated. It's a fascinating din. It's actually, this is the parsha Shmuz, Rabbi Yisai, because this is the parsha of Kvura. This is the parsha of Chaisar. I think I've even spoken about this topic in my shul, Shalosh Shir, probably in Chaisar years, because this is the time to talk about Kvura. But this is a very, very big issue, Rabbi Yisai, when it comes to Rav Asher Weiss has gotten this shiloh. Is actually sitting shiva right now. He's gotten the shiloh about units that want to be buried together in the Israeli army. And they died al kiddush Hashem. But there are certain guys that are mechal Shabbos and certain guys that are not. So what do you do about this din of the batei kvaros? What do you do about them burying, they're not holding on the same level in Yiddishkeit? So then how does this work out with the Gemara Yevamos of the Koyver ben Rishon Gemur? Yeah.
I think yesterday's daf, they spoke about Rosh Hashanah. 2 days ago?
Yeah. 2 days ago was what?
They talked about what happens to Tzadikim Gemurim, Rishon Gemurim,
yeah. And that's not Kever, that's Gehenna. That's Gehenna. My son said to me yesterday, it was yesterday's daf. No, he's right. Yesterday's daf.
I'm only one day behind?
Yeah. Nice. I don't know. Yesterday's daf. I don't know. Maybe turtles. yesterday's daf is unbelievable. Yesterday's daf. My son was talking to me, and he says to me, Akiva, he says, by the way, my Rebbe said that everyone gets out of Gehenna after 12 months. And I said, not everyone. That's it. Mamish was b'chavet yesterday's daf, right? Karkafta de loy monach tefillin, right? The certain people. Okay. Rabbi Sait, yeah, David.
According to the Dagam Revava, can I work as a waiter in McDonald's? Or even own majority of McDonald's stock?
Yeah. Yeah, it's on the veil of me. Yeah. 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 You can't, you have a problem cooking it though.
Right. That's why I asked that specifically.
So you can be a waiter.
Yeah.
You can be a waiter, yeah, according to the dollar value.
Maybe hustle haters if you own like majority share at McDonald's?
So that's a really, a little bit more off-topic question because that really gets into, it's a good question though. It really gets into how many shares, oh, you want to say majority
like
shares.
Like a voting, enough to vote.
I don't think you'd be puzzle aides because you're for sure not high of Malkus. So, but are you, let's, before we get to puzzle aides, are you over a lot?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, you know. Where are you going to be buried? You know, like, so that's might be.
Like
that might be right. Pesach, that's what I think Rebelsky said, that if you have voting rights,
yeah.
You have, I think
everyone has voting rights, it's just a matter of
I think I think something like translates to be like 30% of the company. So then you know, I think then he said that would be something that to be aware of about stocks and chametz and things like that in terms of Isarana. Rabbi said the last thing I really want to talk about in this sugya in the most davishin shlosh lav is, my opinion, probably the most fascinating part of the sugya. Literally part of the most fascinating part of the sugya. You look at the Rambam, I introduced it yesterday, you see a Meir de Gechidish. Rabbi Yisai, any time that we learned the Mishnah in Kilayim, and we went through the Rishonim, however you slice it, if there's going to be Kilayim, if there's not going to be Kilayim, whether or not, Adam Oyser Shein Shaloi, right, is it totally, according to the Rash, right, if it wasn't for a technicality of the Pasuk of Sadcha, you would have the ability to ask your friend stuff, right? Comes along the Rash and says, they're arguing about something totally different over here. They're arguing about whether or not you need Bailus by Kilayim. But the Isser, says the Rash over here, is the Erbuvia, is the fact that it's physically mixed up, and the Das over here is not going to make a difference, and he disagrees with the Tosos in Yevamos. And according to Tosos in Yevamos, our Machlekes Tanoim is the classic Machlekes that we find elsewhere in Shas, of Adam Oser, Ein Adam Oser, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, are lining up to their Shita in general, and that's the Sugya. Whereas according to the Rash, the way we're setting up is that, no, this happens to be Rabbi Meir, but it's not because of a general Shita of Rabbi Meir, it's just because he doesn't darshin karmacha, and you don't need bailus over here. And that ultimately had an implication, Rabbi Yisai, in terms of whether or not there would be Kilayim over here without the das to and the hasra over here, like the way we pointed out in our toises, perhaps according to the Rash, it would be a fascinating chiddush of whether or not I would have an iser kilayim over here even without the hasra, like we were medayik and the chasam sefer was medayik in our toises that the kilayim could exist even without the ability to aser. However, Rabbi say if you apply the din of ein adam oser darshin shalai, according to everyone, right? According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, who we paskin like, that ain't of the Moshe Davish and Ishaloi, then what? What's the story with this mixture? What's the story with this item? Hare zeh mutter. Totally mutter, right? Everything's fine. There's no issue to deal with, and there's no problem whatsoever. Comes along the Rambam, and he changes the entire framework of the sugya. Comes along the Rambam, and he says, a whopper of a chiddush. Should know that the Rambam subscribes and agrees to the concept of Hareza Eino Demosu Davish Nishalot. He paskins that you cannot aser someone else's stuff. What's the Rambam's nekuda to be mechalik between Basar V'Cholov and other sugyas? I don't know. I'm not sure what the Rambam Shita is. And the Radvaz says when he brings down our din, and he says that if you mechitza shenafla, so the Radvaz says, the Rambam's talking about a case where they're both my tefuah and my kilayim. Because if they're not both my tefuah and my kilayim, you have the halacha, perakei halacha ches. The Rambam says as follows, when you're dealing with someone else, echad anateyav echad amekayim kagon shiro kilayim tzamchu bekarmo v'inicham areze kiddish v'ein adam makadish davar shin shalo lefichach ha-mesache kvano agabe tefuah so shachavir kiddish kvano v'lo neskacha tefuah. What did Rambam just say? Rambam just says, my gefen, which is mine, becomes usher, and his tvuah, which is his, stays mutter. Totally different than what we thought, what? That if you hold Eina Maldoz of Darvish Nishal, everybody said there is no isser to deal with. There's no isser on the ground, no pun intended. There's no isser even to run with. Eina the Moser of Darvish Nishal, and it's not usher. Rabbi Yisai, what the Rambam L'Chaira is telling us, and these Rishonim L'Chaira are going to disagree about, is a fundamental Nekudas HaMachloikes In which area, Rabbi Yisai? In understanding what? The nature of what? The nature of what, Rabbi Yisai? Help me out over here. The nature of? Of? Kilayim. What is Kilayim? Rabbi Yisai, the first, one of the first Bari HaShulchans you open up in Hilchos Basar V'Chalav, he has the following Chakira. Long Biurim, he discusses this issue. And we alluded to it also in our Basar V'Chalav Kovach year. How does Basar V'Chalav work? What's asering what when it comes to Basar V'Chalav?
Basar's asering.
Is the Basar asering the Chalav? Is the Chalav coming into the Basar? Or is it both? And it takes two to tango.
I think okay. He said once it was just the meat answering.
Oh, we had right. Is Lakano Lakano Rabbi Yisai. And maybe it has nafkaminas, legabe discussions we had in terms of chatzishir, in terms of a me'iri, and a rashi, and a ritval, in terms of how much you need from each to answer, Rabbi Yisai. All of these things might be totally in this hakira, fascinating lumdus, Rabbi Yisai. And what if one is already usher? What if there's an anus or chalisser by one? Would you say that now that's an impediment? Or no, as long as the busser's not usser, so maybe that's going to create it? These are fascinating questions, everybody say. Or what if one was cooked already, and ani v'shochar achar bishul would apply to one of these items? But the chalav was never cooked. So would you say that now it should usser? I don't know. What's the nature of busser v'chalav? Is it both ussering each other? Is it take two to tango? Is it one that's more prominent than the other? How does it work, everybody say? Fascinating debate. So now I transfer that question, Rabbi Yisai, I'm learning Bava Basra right now. And I want to know what's the nature of the Isser Kilayim. If you would have asked me, I would have said, it takes two to tango. If you would have said, Eina the Moser Davish Inishalo, we're missing the ingredients over here to be able to Asr, however you slice it, because for some reason you need Bailus over here, whether it's based on Exeris Akas of Karmacha, whether it's based on a Machshava of Taisvis, whether it's based on a Ramban and Kunshas, I don't know what the reason is. But I know that there's a mission in Kilayim that tells me that according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon, you don't have the ability to Asr this stuff. So if I don't have the ability to Asr this stuff, and I don't have the ownership on everything, guess what? Hareze mutter, go sell it, have a party, and do what you want, even eat it. I have no problem. Sokta Hela Garambam? Absolutely not. Whereas when it comes to the tvua, that's not yours, yeah, it's still going to stay mutter. But when it comes to the grapes, when it comes to the karam, since I own the karam, that's already kilayim. Means I don't need the isser on the tvua to create the isser on the karam. There could be an independent state of the Kerem by being mixed up with the Tvua, even though the Tvua is not going to have the Isser. I can have a physical connection between the Tvua. It could have ramifications on the Isser, even though I don't have an Isser coming from the Tvua. Whereas someone else would say to the Rambam and say, what do you mean? If you don't have the Isser from the Tvua, you don't have the Isser from the Kerem. It takes two to tango, Rabbi said. The Rambam learned our sugya. And this is now going to be a major yisoid in the nature of kilayim. Whether I need the isser to outgrow from the tvua also to apply and to create an isser for the karam. You with me, Sammy? Fascinating chiddush. Yeah?
So according to the Rambam, why would he be chai b'charaz if he didn't actually cause the other guy damage?
Guess what? The Rambam holds you're not chai b'charaz. The Rambam never brought that down la'alacha. Zakhtar Radvaz, the Rambam only brought the din of Nifritza in a case where he owns both the Tvua and the Karam. He will never hold your Chayav Echras. Yeah.
How does the Rambam hold with the case of the two guys shechting together? Because they both own half of the animal? And one person has the wrong mindset, the other one has the good mindset?
I don't know. You have to look it up. Look up the Gemara Chulin. Yeah. Abi.
So then, we're just saying that the guy that owns the two in this case is just totally Scott free. To use whatever Scott he wants, free. Including the Gefanim also because of
Dr. Rambam. L'fichach ha-mesach kfano agave tfuot sesh chaver kideish kfano v'loi niskachu ha-tfuot.
It makes sense.
But aren't the Gefanim still usher?
Yeah.
So how does he use the tfuot if it's with the Gefanim still?
When he takes out the tfuot, it's totally
so
mutter.
You can just pick it out and
yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. They're not necessarily... This is talking about a situation where there's airspace in between.
Like
Masache Kfano.
And Rabbi said before that we said it was similar.
Saying if you can't separate it, so then you're going to aser mitzad the kilayim. So you got to make sure that there's no kerem that's creating it. Yeah.
So
But according to the Rambam, there also isn't necessarily, it's not necessarily the Gefanim that are going out towards the Tavua and that are answering.
No, it could be. I don't know. We're going to have to learn that next Sugya. Right, it could be.
But if he holds
But the point is that he thinks that in terms of Kilayim, once it went out and once it did what it did, Lamaisa, I don't need his Isser to create my Isser.
That makes sense.
I would have thought that it's Basar V'Cholov that comes together. It's Kiliyah Kerem, it's Tvua and Krumim that create an Isser together. And only by when the two are mixed up, even in terms of the Yisurim, can the Isser be created.
But they are mixed up.
The Rambam saying, I would say even Lagabi the Isser. If there's an impediment in Lagabi the Isser, when I learn Eina the Mosu Davar Shinu Shalosa, I'm missing the recipe for the Isser. So that should have ramifications Lagabi every dimension
could,
of the Tarovus.
It's Meduyuk in the words. It's Shalom.
No, the point is that once I say Eina the Mosu Davar Shinu Shalosa, over here the Isser can't be Chal. But the Isser, it's Chal. There's no, we don't bifurcate between the Isser. The Torah Asered a mixture when it comes to Karim with Tvua. So that type of mixture is basar v'cholov. It's not the cholov that's usher, it's not the basar that's usher, it's the mixture, it's the taruvas that's usher. So mele, if you can't have the mixture, so mele, you don't have the yisr. So Rambam says, no, I can bifurcate between the two.
So also, when in the Gemara, when we say Omer lo gdor, we were saying the whole time that it's clearly talking to the Baal Karim. But according to the Rambam, it wouldn't matter.
No, I think Omer lo gdor would be, I think the Rambam would agree that the Gemara is saying it to the Baal Karim. He's just not going to be chayiv over here. The Rambam doesn't paskin this price. That's what Judah asks. Rambam happens to not paskin because he holds Eino Demos Dover Shin Shlo, so there's no Chayav Tashlomim. If you hold like Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon against Rabbi Meir, so Mimela, our Sugya is not La Alib Del. I have Das. He warned me, the Balakar.
It was an Isser.
I have Das. Fine. So now your stuff is Usser. His stuff's not Usser.
So why even tell him to build the wall?
What?
Why even tell him to build the wall if it has no effect?
Why
tell the guy with the vineyard to build a wall when it has no effect on him?
No, but because that's
still, maybe you just don't want to mix up
my stuff.
I thought we said you're not, because the Rambam says.
No, he's saying that because it's not nichus
here. I'll lose my care.
No, he's saying why.
Once you say gedor to me and I don't take care of it, my karam's also.
That's not your problem.
That's not, he shouldn't be nice. Yeah. Well, you're not nice to people.
Well, it's
just say Halli Taylor Rush about Yomos.
I thought we said that it's fine.
Just say let the guy drive on Shabbos and I don't care. I'm gonna cross the street and I'll let him suffer. That's what you want to say. Rabbi said Judah's bringing up a major kasha. This kasha is not only relevant in the Rambam. Let me ask you another question, Rabbi say. I was expecting one of you to ask me. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman and Kovitz Yurim Babasar asked this kasha. I wasn't going to talk about this, but it's Judah's fault, and Judah brought it up, Yeshkayach, and now we're going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Let's think about what Judah just said. What is the time?
1:54.
Let's think about what Judah just said.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of these meetings already. It's crazy. Oh! So much going on. Rabbi Yisai, let's think about Judah's kasha. Let's think about not only in the world of the Rambam. Judah's making a good point. You could say, let the guy, it's his issue. And I have to warn him again and again. At least according to this, I don't know, maybe the Rambam had a different interpretation of why there's repetition of warning him again and again. Maybe he didn't say it's like Asra. I don't know. It's a good kasha. Rabbi Yisai, I have a much deeper kasha, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman S. And this is going to be a murderous kasha. I guarantee, I don't know about I have a guarantee, but I would venture to say people are going to lose sleep on this kasha. Koivet Shiurim Bava Basra Zokter Bochanan Wasserman Agoinistic Ateritz. But you can only appreciate this Chiddush of Rav Bochanan Wasserman if you actually were a mention, put time into the Sugya, and went to the Rishayim. So, Baruch Hashem, we have the ability to appreciate this kasha. Frek the Koivet Shiurim, and he says, I learned the Ramban in Kuntras Dina Degarmi. And the Ramban tells me that the reason why you have to say Oimrim Lagdor, Rabbi say fill in the blanks, is because what? Is because Kilayim mean what? Without Hasra. So nothing to do with Nezikin, nothing to do with Kuntras Dina Degarmi, nothing to do with Sanhedrin. It's talking about the Isser, you need what? Hachshava. Right? Like the Mishnah says that Kesha'agia Valakdenu, right? When I get off the plane from Chicago, I'll put on my trousers and I'll pluck out the kilayim. So then what? Harizemutter. You need machshava. You need das. Nesiya Yeshimenu, right? Every line that we learned and we asked questions on Rabbi Yisai is now being nisgalat to us and revealed. The Ramban, Toises, Geshmak. Frekt Rav Elchanan, exactly what Jigar just asked. Why? Why Omrim Logdor, Omrim Logdor? Frekt Rav Elchanan at Tzarechi in Godol, and he blibe shver. I just taught my sister-in-law what blibe shver means. Shabbos we were talking. You know, he doesn't just ask Akasha, he blibe shver.
Could I teach us what it means?
He blibes.
Points out.
He leaves it off Bitzarchi and he blibe shver. It's shver. He doesn't have a teretz.
He leaves it as a query.
Is that better view? He blibe shver, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Yisai. Chevra, finish the Kasha. What's the Kasha?
Don't warn him and it won't be too long.
Thank you! If according to the Ramban and Kutcher's Divin Degarmi, the whole purpose is what? I'm Rim Lagdor because what? You're going to have an Isser Kilayim. I have a great solution over here. I just discovered America, Rabbi Yisai. What's the Teretz? Don't warn him and you never get involved in the Isser because what? One of the fundamental principles that the Ramban taught us for the nature of Isser Kilayim is not only to have a mixture, but it's to have Tamachshava, it's to have Das. It's either the most of Davar Shinish Alay, Gevaldik. So don't warn him and you won't have any problems.
Yeah, you will.
Why?
Because if your stuff gets mixed together, it creates a hybrid, it also is your things too.
Not true.
Why not?
Absolutely not true.
That's not MS.
The Ramban and Kutcher Zidin Agarmi says you need Das.
Oh.
That's the whole kash is predicated on the Ramban. Rabbi Yisai, that is a blib shver. That is a gevaldik kash. If anyone can come up with the teretz to that, ashrecha. Gevaldik. Extra schnitzel next Shabbos. Seriously. If anyone wants to get up and say a teretz to Rabbi Chanan's kasha for their Dvar Torah next week.
Two desserts.
Standing ovation coming there. Rabbi Yisai. Which reminds me. We're about to start preparing the Divrei Torah. This is my Oynig Shabbos for the rest of the year. The Divrei Torah from Atalmidim. Still remember some of the Divrei Torah. Next Shabbos is going to be Gevaldik. Yeah.
The owner's Havamin was just that he wanted the wall. So when he first just said.
What owner's Havamin? The owner's a lazy bum. He never built a wall.
I'm telling you. The one that said.
The Bala Tfua goes up to the Bala Karim and he says, build me a wall.
Yeah.
Build me a wall and make a border.
I think he wanted a wall. So then.
No chabe?
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So he built it. So I'm saying he just thought that.
That's like not even a Muslim anymore. A border? Is it what? What border? What, you mean America doesn't end? Yeah.
I think he built it. So then the second time.
I'm going to get into so much trouble. Why?
So I'm saying then he built it. Then he knew like he was capable of that. And now it fell down. And now he wanted a wall up again. So I don't see. He didn't think that it would be.
I'm not even up to the building the wall. I'm walking up to the guy and I'm saying, do me a favor, build a wall over here, because you're going to have Kilayim over here. Says Rabbi Chanan, no you won't. No you won't. Because as long as you didn't tell me about it, as long as I was doing business in Chicago, as long as I wasn't around and I didn't know about this Kilayim, so I'm missing Das. If I'm missing Das, there's never going to be an Isser. Because the Mishnah says you need Machshava for Kilayim. It's not just about the mixture. So guess what? I have a perfect solution. Shh! Don't tell anyone. And no Isser. Yeah,
isn't it mutual though? Because can't we just say that it's then on the other guy to say, to come forward and say, yeah, this is going to be Kilayim? Because then if he doesn't, then it'll be his fault for the Kilayim.
The other guy, the Bala Tfua knows about it.
The Bala Tfua has Das.
The Bala Tfua knows about it. The Bala Tfua has Das.
He has the Machshava that it's going to be Kilayim if nobody does anything about it.
But it's not Nicha for him. It doesn't make a difference.
He doesn't want it.
I guess it comes down to the question, who's answering what?
Which would then make sense to say, why do we tell this guy
so
with the
he's the Nizak, so what? So that's what Avi's asking. Let's assume he's the Nizak. We have to figure out why. But let's assume he's the Nizak. So now there's a Mazik over here. I have to warn him. Why do I have to warn him? There's still not going to be an Isser.
Say, Isser Derabanan.
Why is there going to be an Isser over here? Until he has Das, it's not going to be us,
so
right?
So why do we only care about the Mazik having Das? Why don't we care about the Nizak also having Das? And why doesn't that...
Should that depend on the Rambam, Rabbi Yisai? Should what Avi's asking depend on the Rambam? Maybe only according... First of all, if you don't hold like the Rambam that we just said, it takes two to tango. Right? Mm-hmm. Agreed? Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, within the Rambam that says the Tfuah could be also without the Karim and the Karim could be also without the Tfuah. Rambam says both ways, right? Doesn't he?
Yeah.
So then, if that's the case, so Avi's asking.
There's no nizak.
So over here, no, there is a nizak.
But they're both.
No, again,
so maybe we just.
There, no. There is an iser that's going to be relevant to two that isn't necessarily dependent on each other. So now Avi wants to know. So let's say the Baal HaKerem doesn't know about it. So the Kerem is not usur, like the Ramban says. But the Baal HaTfua knows about it. The Baal HaTfua knows about it. And it's.
Why not? He'll have
that makes him the mazik.
And now it's nicha to the Baal HaTfua. I know about it, and it's nicha to the Baal HaTfua.
You do want it?
Let's say I do. Let's say I do want it. Let's say I'm lazy. I don't want to build a fence.
Then it makes sense that you'd want, you'd say Gedor.
Who doesn't want to build a fence now?
Yeah, it makes sense why I would say Gedor.
Yeah.
That's what Avi's saying.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Avi's saying. I'm wondering.
But why do you want?
So maybe Rabbi Chanan's kasha is only a kasha if you don't assume like the Rambam. That's what Avi's pointing out.
Yeah, then there are
if you assume within the Ramban. No, I'm saying I don't know the Ramban's shita about this prat legabe
right.
The Rambam. I was just assuming that nothing's going to become usher like Rov Rishonim. But Avi's pointing out if you would assume like the Rambam's chiddush within Eid Adam Moshe Davish and Shalom that you could have one without the other, Ken Zayin zok to Avi that maybe that would be a hesber of why you would say Gdar. To how to answer Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Interesting.
Wrong. Unless maybe we say that the first initial
then you don't have
makes you a mazik.
Then you need two to tango.
There's no question. In Din and Ezekiel, we'd make you a mazik, but there would be a reason for me to tell
it.
You're
so
telling me there's
saying,
a rationale over here because my
tool
could become usher alone, and you would have to say like Rabbi Rama. I hear. Yeah, it requires an abuvia. So does the Rama require an abuvia. The Rambam is just saying, the Rambam is not saying you don't need a mixture. The Rambam is just saying you need a mixture, but don't think just because one doesn't have the Isser means that the other one can't have the Isser. The Rambam is bifurcating not between the mixture and not by Das. The Rambam is bifurcating that you could have one Isser without the other Isser, which means that there's two Isserim over here that are now getting mixed together and they don't necessarily have to be dependent on one or the other. That's a fascinating Chiddush. I would assume that the Ramban didn't hold like that, but if it's a great Ha'ara, if the Ramban held like the Rambam, so then Mimela in a Chanami, that would be a potential answer to Rabbi Chanan's Kasha. Very good.
Double schnitzel.
Rabbi's double schnitzel. Double schnitzel. Excellent. Oh, that reminds me. Excellent. Thanks for bringing up the schnitzel. Actually, I brought up the schnitzel. I get credit. But... Are there any other allergies than the ones I know that we...